In 1999, we were all packed, ready to leave for Florida the next day. And I said to my husband, I'm going in the den and watch the movie The Grapes of Wrath is on. He said, fine. So fortunately, in about just a little bit, he came in to see how I was enjoying the movie. And he found me with my head slumped over to the side, my mouth hanging open. And he thought, whew. So he grabbed me, I guess, he tells me, tried to shake me or breathe or something for me, and then he thought, I'm going to call 911. And the rescue squad came and cut off my clothes and shocked me and got me breathing. They took me to St. Charles, and I was in a coma from Thursday to Sunday afternoon. And the doctors had told the family there was nothing they could do, and they felt there was no hope. So the family gathered around the bed, they tell me, and they prayed, and I guess they said goodbye. And about what time, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, the family was all out in the waiting room at St. Charles waiting for the final. And all at once, the nurse came out and got my husband, Bill, and said, come back here. And he went back and he said, my eyes were open. And I'm trying to look around. I can't talk or anything because I have all this life support equipment. I really feel blessed. And the only one I can thank is the dear Lord.